Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. You're no doubt aware that chinuch, educating our children, is an important part of Jewish life. There's a lot of emphasis on it, and it's even a mitzvah in the Torah. And yet, did you ever take a class in which you learned the laws of chinuch? If this is such a major part of our ethos, why have we never studied the laws of this important ideal? So today, in Something Different, we're going to give you a selection from Rabbi Shmuel Silber's series, Parenting and Being Parented, and the shiur is called Lessons in Chinuch.
It always struck me that as much as we have a vast, voluminous amount of halacha, and halacha governs every single aspect of our lives, there's no part of our life, big or small, which halacha does not address. Yet, interestingly enough, there is no siman in Shulchan Aruch, there's no section halacha that talks about chinuch, that talks about educating children. Which, if you think about it, it's quite amazing. Yes, we have a pasuk in the Torah that tells us, Vishinamtam levanecha, that a parent is supposed to teach their child, a parent is supposed to allow their child to become spiritually and worldly proficient. But aside from that, there's no siman, there's no chapter in Shulchan Aruch that says, here are the details for how to educate your children, here are the details for how, here's the map, the roadmap, for how to raise successful Jewish children. And I think there's a simple reason for that. And that's because halacha, Jewish law, governs technical mechanistic details. So halacha tells you how to wash your hands in the morning. And halacha tells you how to observe Shabbos, and how to observe kashrus, and how to avoid shatnez, and all the different, and how to be ethical and moral in your business dealings. But when it comes to chinuch, and we know this as parents, so much of successful chinuch is nuanced. In fact, we know as we get older as parents, I should say not older, better as parents, so we know that our children learn so much more from what we do than what we say. And the fact is, that's something we recognize as children ourselves. How many of us remember so many of the things our parents said? Maybe the things they said a million times we remember, but generally what we remember are the things they did. We remember that event where my mother did this, my father did this. And so the halacha understands we can't really dictate how to be machanech a child, because true chinuch doesn't come in the form of a spoken word. True chinuch doesn't come in the form of a lesson. True chinuch doesn't come in the form of a parent sitting down your child to have a talk. It comes in the nuanced behaviors. It comes about in the smallest of ways. A parent has a difficult day at work, and you come in the house. How do you come in the house? A parent who comes in the house with a scowl and runs right to the kitchen because they're starving, or a parent who is short with every single person, a spouse and the other children because the day was difficult, our children learn those behaviors. How you greet a mashulach at the door. Right? Do you turn off the lights? Everybody get down. Right? Or do you go ahead and say, wow, children, a mitzvah, a walking, talking mitzvah has just shown up at the doorstep. Come, let's go and embrace the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be literally, but figuratively. Let's go and embrace the mitzvah. These are the details of chinuch that the Shulchan Aruch can't teach us. These are the details of chinuch that cannot go ahead and be relayed in the written word, but rather they are relayed ultimately through our actions.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.